This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Maybe I should start talking here now as we get settled in our studio. I didn't grab my little blanket yet, though, Sue. Do you have yours?
Well, I don't know.
Ethan, not yet, but get us our blankets.
No. I have a sweatshirt. I stopped off. I've been moving all these T-shirts. Thanks, Ethan. And I thought, well, if I'm going to keep them, I'm going to wear them. So I'm going to just drag them all out.
Thank you very much. He just draped my my blanket over my shoulders. And, yeah, I have a hoodie on, but it's a thinner hoodie. So with the temperature in here at 66 on a regular basis, we have to get warm. Wait, the T-shirt deal. You lost me a little bit because you're moving and you're finding things that you kind of forgot that you had?
Well, if I'm not taking it to Goodwill, I'm going to start wearing them. So we've got random ones. I've got one on from 2003 from Camo. When we move studios.
That's pretty good.
Right?
I try to go through this. I'd love to be able to see how Fred does this process, though. Like, you know, every few years. Well, I mean, maybe Joyce helps you, but every few years, you do have to kind of go through the closet and the drawers. And I'm terrible at this. And you say, well, if I haven't worn that in 2 years.
Goodbye.
I'm not going to wear it, right? Two
even
or three years.
Even if it's got something sentimental on it.
Oh, see, that's just it. So I've got some stuff that I kept.
Like
and
old
I thought,
call letters.
Am I going to take this to Goodwill and have somebody wear all I got was a T-shirt when we moved studios in 2003. I don't know, but I'm going to wear it when I paint.
Yeah. No, I have stuff like that, too, that I'll say, okay, if I'm doing some painting or things along those lines. But, I mean, I keep a lot of stuff because, you know, because yes. I've admitted this. Like, I was a shopper, and unfortunately, my daughter has this. I mean, this is, you can't have, and I've said this before, and I think you know this, you can't have two shoppers in the family, right?
No, you cannot.
You're going to bankrupt, right?
Yes.
So, Becky's not the shopper. I'm the shopper. I'm less of a shopper than I used to be. COVID kind of killed it, quite honestly. But my daughter, oh, my God. She loves to go to Ulta Beauty or what all this
really?
Other stuff is, Sephora.
At 10.
Yeah,
she's
I'm
going
telling
to Sephora
you,
at 10.
Well, yeah, which is bad parenting, I would
yes.
say.
Yes, well, I wonder who's
it's
doing
terrible
that.
But, you know, what does happen is then because I've accumulated a fair amount of clothing over the years, especially when I was doing TV work, because then I have nice, you know, stuff.
Yep.
And we didn't have, Fred knows this because he's been here in, you know, in with the company with KMOX for 130 years. But we used to not be able to wear jeans at Camo X. Like there
Whoa.
Was and then they did like a
I remember that.
Then they did like a Friday, you know, casual day. Well, then people took it too far. I always kind of broke the rules because I didn't really care about that. But there was a time, Fred,
right.
We were supposed to be a little bit more buttoned up. And, you know, so I always
or
felt like
down.
I had to have buttoned down. I had clothing from that. But if you go through my closet, and my wife will tell you this, like the amount of space that I take up in the and we have a big master bedroom closet, okay? I take up more space than her stuff, but I still can't get to the point where I say, okay, I got to, and here's one of the challenges. I've aged out of some of this stuff.
Oh,
and that's uncomfortable. Ooh. Because you look at something like, you know, 25 years ago, I'm in Rome, and I bought this amazing leather jacket. I love it. It's like my favorite. I can't pull that off now. No. I can't pull off rock and roll, Mark. Like, I don't think I could even pull that off 25 yes. years ago. But you do get to a point where you're looking at some of your stuff, and I feel like I have cool clothing, all right? Because I like Varvatos and a lot of the nice, you know, brands out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've even given some of them to my kids because—
Well, you have to.
Yes,
at
exactly.
least you're self-aware. Some people don't know.
So when I go through the closet— You know, Marie says, get rid of everything you want for Goodwill. Put it in a bag.
Right.
I'll hand her a bag, like a Walmart bag with stuff. She'll come out of, you know, her closet with like a huge hefty bag
well, yes.
full of clothing.
So yes. you have more of a difficult time in parting with things.
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh,
okay.
I think we knew that.
I actually saw Jim, my neighbor, cutting his grass the other day wearing a Mark Reardon t-shirt.
Look at that.
So, but that only makes me think, like Sue said, I'm going to save that for when I'm doing yard work.
Right. Hey,
can I tell you something funny about that? So, yes. and I'm like actually trying to discourage it a little bit, but there were 2 days, like a week ago Friday, and then so 2 weeks ago from tomorrow, I guess I could say, because tomorrow's Friday, right? And then also last Tuesday. So it was like almost back to back. It was a Friday and a Tuesday. My daughter wears a Mark Reardon Show t-shirt to school in fifth grade. And I'm like, okay, babe, maybe dial back on that just a little bit. We don't have to wear it every day, but God bless her for wanting to wear it. And it's
awesome.
Those are nice t-shirts, too. That's the thing.
Yeah,
really
they are.
Nice t-shirts.
They're good ones.
Something fit her? With your shirts?
It's an extra small, and is it a little bit too big? But yeah, she's, you know, she wears
grade, yeah.
stuff that is, it's amazing to me. And then when I'm going in here to do the switchover, Brad and, I don't even know what they were talking about, Brad and Ethan, but we started talking about cars, and my comment was, because Brad was referring to something with traction control on a car, he was making some analogy to something here in the studio. I have no idea what it was. But then when I thought about that, I instantly went to the puppy, because Max the puppy, who's now 5.5 months old, he's
Jeez.
Big. He's like really big. When you saw him, Sue, he was probably 3.5 months old.
Oh,
or
my gosh.
Like that.
So, we thought he was big then.
Right. But he, you know, and you saw his spots. But I have him for now. I have him in like the front seat when I pick him up, and I have a blanket there. And just in the last week or so, we've had the situation where I have to put the seatbelt in because he's setting off the seatbelt alarm. That hadn't happened. I don't know what the weight limit is for that, but that's happening. But my point that I was trying to make with Ethan and Brad is, and maybe it's just me, but I think we all do this, is there are settings on our vehicles,
yes.
right? So my wife drives a Toyota 4Runner off-road, right? We ain't taking that thing off-road, right? It's just
no.
cool because it's off-road.
Right.
But there's all these buttons on there where you can do things, and I would have no idea even where to start to hit those buttons. But on my car, it's the same thing. And I feel like I'm pretty educated on stuff, and I like technology. But I bring the puppy up because he's big enough where he kind of puts his head in the middle where the console is, like where I would have my Diet Cokes or something like that. And then the shifter is right there, and there's two buttons that are right next to that. I have no idea what they do. I just know that every once in a while, I look at the screen in front of me, you know, where the speedometer is and everything, and there's a light that goes on,
right,
and it's starting me, because the dog turned it on!
And so you've got icons you've never seen before.
Is that eject? Is that the eject button?
No, but
that's a shame.
My point of that is, and I think this is true, and I feel like this is even true with, you know, I sit here every day with my iPad Pro, I love my my MacBook and my iPhone, but I try to read things on CNET or some of the other sites that we have, because when the new software comes out, you're like, oh, I'd like to know about this and I'd like to use it. But I guess the broader point I'm making is we all have things, whether it's, you know, automated things around the house or our cars, we don't know exactly what those buttons do until you have to kind of Google it if it's left on. I've had to do this before, too. I'm like, hey, what is that? I do know that the check engine light, I know what that one looks like, because that one came on in the last month and cost me a bunch of money. But anyway, that was kind of my my broader point today on that. So there was an interesting hearing on Capitol Hill, and I know that you're a fan of RFK Jr. Bobby
yep.
Kennedy was up there talking. Well, I don't know what he was talking about, because I think the reason he was there for the hearing was different than what, you know, the hearing ended up being. Here's Here's John Cornyn, Texas senator, talking about how it kind of unfurled.
The Senate used to be called the world's greatest deliberative body, but you wouldn't have known that from the hearing today. A lot of shouting, talking over each other. What I was interested in is getting answers to a lot of questions about Senator Kennedy's, Secretary Kennedy's service as head of HHS, but that was hard to come by given all the back and forth.
Yeah, there was a lot of back and forth, and you're going to get that with a guy that's controversial. And the one thing that I would say, you know, just being honest here, and Fred and I were kind of going back and forth on this, and it is what it is, but honest to God, his voice just kills me. And I know that it's nothing that is his fault, but as I'm trying to watch, I think I sent you a message that said, man, this would be great audio if it wasn't for his voice. We do have some good audio. It's just, it's tough to listen to him for extended periods of time, but it got hot today.
The sickest country in the world. That's why we have to fire people at CDC.
This is about kids being pushed in harm's way by reckless and repeated decisions to get scientists and doctors out of the way.
Senator, you've sat in that chair for how long? 20, 25 years, while the chronic disease in our children went up to 76%. And you said nothing.
You are citing data that you won't produce to the public.
You're just
and you
making
are,
things
you are
up.
Rejecting
you're
science.
Making things up to scare people.
Sir, you're a charlatan. That's what you are.
On behalf of parents and schools and teachers all over the United States of America who deserve so much better than your leadership.
Senator, they deserve the truth, and that's what we're going to give them for the first time in the history of that agency.
So this was interesting, and I'm going to just say this, because you know I've had issues with some of the positions that RFK Jr. has taken. However, I don't know if the interpretation of a particular issue is accurate, because the lens with which the issues are being portrayed is cloudy. And when I'm referring to that, I'm talking about the legacy media. I thought this was interesting. So Mark Warner from Virginia is asking some questions. He seems very outraged about an inability to have a number at the top of his head of how many people died from COVID.
You're the Secretary of Health and Human Services. You don't have any idea how many Americans died from COVID?
I don't think anybody knows that, because there was so much data chaos coming out of the CDC.
Mr. Chairman, the Secretary of Health and Human Services doesn't know matter how many Americans died from COVID. Doesn't know if the vaccine helped prevent any deaths. And you are sitting as Secretary of Health and Human Services? How can you be that ignorant?
Well, here's what I could say. How can you be that ignorant, Mark Warner? Because I feel like I was fooled so many times.
Yes.
And, you know, Dave Strom over at hotair.com said today, everyone at the CDC should be posed with this question. Can you define what is a woman? And if you can't do that, you're out. You know, they fired the guy last week who put his pronouns, his identifiers in there and said pregnant people. And he was proud of that. So I don't want people like that at the CDC. And here's the problem when it comes to trust. And this is a major issue in this country. And I don't know how we come back to sanity, but the experts at the CDC literally handed the power to close schools to Randy Weingarten
yep.
and the American Federation of Teachers. They thought that they knew the science better than the doctors. I remember when we all started in that first summer, Fred, you know, I was listening and I thought it was excellent. Dr. Mark Siegel, who's on Fox on a regular basis, they had Doctors Radio on Sirius
yeah.
XM. And they had extensive conversations about a lot of things related to COVID. They made that channel available for free for a long time, because in the early days in particular, you know, there's a lot of back and forth. We didn't know a lot of answers. I would admit then there were a lot of people that were dying. But that was also about the time that we started hearing a little bit from Marty McCary. And Dr. McCary, who's now in the administration, one of the things that he said that I appreciated from the very beginning is what we were getting for months, at least 3 months, was only one side of the equation. We
yeah.
know that, by the way, now. This has been bore out in congressional hearings. And, you know, Dr. Fauci and the team were all the only ones that we were hearing from. And so Dr. McCary's point at the time was, wait a second here. How about some, you know, alternative interpretations of what's going on with this virus right now? And these are the same people who wanted us to, I can't believe this, by the way, I don't think I mentioned this yesterday. These are the people that wanted to mask up outdoors, even like when we're at the
yeah.
beach, when
and
we're
arrest
running.
People.
There was actually, this is not made up, I've been tracking this. There have now been four, maybe five, I can check today, four stories in the last week since last Wednesday in the LA Times full of COVID panic. You'd think it was 5 years ago. I swear to God. And yesterday, the headline included the word mask, included the words mask up, that they're encouraging people in California to mask up. It's utterly ridiculous what was happening. We now know that the 6 feet apart was pulled from 1918. And don't get me started on some other things that the government claims to be experts in, like climate change. And we're going to talk about that this afternoon. This is why, you know, I'd be very curious to see what the younger people of America do in 2028. I don't want to fast forward too soon to the next presidential election. But you have a guy who's vice president in J.D. Vance. And this is an amazing tweet. And I'm so glad that he's calling it the way that he sees it. And he does things differently than Trump. I don't think he, you know, personally attacks people. And if he does it in very unique ways. But here's what he said here. And this is related to what happened at this hearing today. When I see all these senators trying to lecture and, quote, gotcha, unquote, Bobby Kennedy today, all I can think is you all support off-label, untested, and irreversible hormonal therapies for children, mutilating our kids, enriching Big Pharma. You're full of shite, and he used the real word, and everyone knows it. And I feel the same way. That, you know, part of the big issue in the last 5 years and what happened is we have lost trust in all these government agencies because they deserve to lose our trust because they lied to us, they made things up, they pulled things out of thin air. The hearing that should be taking place right now on Capitol Hill is about the kids of this country who've been put back for so long because of what happened during COVID. You know, I talk about David Zweig's book all the time, An Abundance of Caution. We do hearings on that every day. And talk to Randy Weingarten in the teachers union who were holding signs. You're just going to kill our teachers 5 years ago if we simply let kids go back into school. Utterly ridiculous. So I don't know what comes out of the hearing today, but it certainly was a lot of fireworks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yesterday, I played some of the audio from Malcolm Gladwell, who was doing a mea culpa on some of the trans, you know, sports comments that he's made in the past. Jen Say, who's the founder and the CEO of XXXY Athletics, is going to join us with her reaction to that. We have a Thursday edition of Sue's News coming up. I will also, at 4:04, talk about the great pigeon heist of 2025.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Oh, my gosh. This is a crazy story that I'll share here after 4 o'clock. And, of course, with Friday just around the corner, we have a Reardon Roundtable set for tomorrow. Jane will be here. Ed Rohde will be on the liberal side of the panel. Sean Flower on my side. He is the mayor of Eureka, Paul Hall with entertainment. Oh, I gotta tell you about this Catfish documentary that he recommended last week. Oh, my God.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I did. I watched it, and I finished it this morning, and that thing is nuts. Whoa. It really is. Okay, here's something that I read a couple of days ago. This is on NPR. You know it's got to be true. A group of more than 85 scientists have issued a joint rebuttal to a recent U.S. Department of Energy report about climate change, finding it full of errors and misrepresenting climate science. This comes weeks after the Union of Concerned Scientists and the Environmental Defense Fund filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration that alleges that Energy Secretary Chris Wright, quote, quietly arranged for 5 handpicked skeptics of the effects of climate change, unquote, to compile the government's climate report and violated the law by creating the report in secret. This is my favorite part. This is the winning part here. With authors, quote, of only one point of view. Let that sink in just for a moment.
Oh, my
really,
gosh.
When you think of how ironic is that? Gregory Whitestone is here. Whitestone, I'm sorry. He's a geologist and the executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Virginia. Gregory, how are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, really good, really good. DOE studied your reporting. The report was excellent. And we finally got somebody pushing back against this narrative of a man-made driven climate crisis. So glad to see it, and people I know and respect very well.
Well, how comedic is it for them to make a complaint saying it's only one point of view when they have not allowed any other point of view for a couple of decades on it? I mean, the LA Times blatantly has a policy where they will not even, you know, entertain any positions that, you know, go from the mainstream narrative of climate change. So that just had to make me laugh. But talk about this report and what the report actually says and why they're kind of worked up about it on the other side.
Well, they actually drew everything in their report came from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is I was an expert reviewer for the IPCC for the last report. Didn't have much to add, though. They don't listen to us. There's a lot of good science in this IPCC reports, but the only thing people look at is the politically driven. It's called the Summary for Policymakers, and it's the only, because there's I think 40 different books basically of different science, and what they did was take out what wasn't really listed in the summary for policymakers and show what the truth is. And the truth is that the science is not cut and dried. The science does not support this consensus of man-made driven warming, or that there's a consensus that CO2 is the primary driver of CO2 of our warming over the last 50 or 60 years. But Chris Wright at Department of Energy scheduled that. Isn't that chutzpah for them to say it was only one point of view? When that's what they've done, they've silenced people like me and my esteemed colleagues at the CO2 Coalition. There are some 200 of the top experts in the world that are pushing back against this narrative. And we just in a comment we filed just 2 days ago, written by Dr. Richard Lindzen of MIT and Dr. William Happer of Princeton, two of the most esteemed physicists of our time. Dick Lindzen there actually an example of how difficult it is to get our voices out there. He and Dr. Happer have been trying and trying for years to get published their contrary data. Nothing's been disputed what they're saying. They just don't like the results they get. He reported from one journal finally did publish one of his reports The editor was immediately fired. The new editor was immediately quickly appointed, and that editor sought out two other people to post rebuttals against what he wrote without him able to respond. And that's how they do it. If you allow that to get out, this contrary data of an earth that's thriving and prospering, you're going to get fired. If you're at the university, you're going to lose your funding and maybe get fired. We've seen it happen time and time again.
Oh yeah,
and it's just awful what they do to us.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy's name, but I had someone from the University of Colorado that was basically, you know, just shoved out of his position. Some of this is sometimes DEI related as well. So there's a guy named Steve Koonin who is a physicist, and he worked in the Department of Energy as an undersecretary under Barack Obama. But he also was the co-author of the report last month. And he went from a position where he thought that the warming was all caused by humans, but now he feels like greenhouse gas emissions have been exaggerated. And he says, and this was in the Free Press a couple of weeks ago, he says he started to dig more deeply into climate science in 2014 and discovered that it had, quote, a dirty underbelly. And he says, I started paying attention to the representation of the climate science in the media and political discussions and realized that things were just not being told straight. Well, some of us realized that even before 2014, I would say, and I think you would agree. But are there more people like Steve Koonin who have kind of come over and seen the light?
Oh, my, yes.
Yes or no?
Yeah. Yes? Yeah, there are. Yes. And there are more coming every day. I think we're going to see a groundswell of people finally coming out. And I know Steve fairly well. We communicate nearly every week. And actually, if you don't buy my book, A Very Convenient Warming, he's got a book called Unsettled that he published 2 years ago that's really good. And so it's probably up there in the top two or three or four books published on climate science. And of course, my two books would be up there with them also, just saying. But Steve's very good. We see a lot of scientists that say quietly what they don't say out loud, that there was no climate crisis. I talked to a prominent geologist that has a show on National Propaganda Radio.
Thank you for correcting that. Yes.
Yeah. So, and I talked to him privately, and I said, do you really believe there's a climate crisis? He said, no, I don't. He says, but if I came out and said it in public, you know, NPR wouldn't have me back on.
Right,
I'd lose
right.
my audience. Yeah. I'm contacting millions of people every week, and I think it's important. Well, you know what? There's a word for those kind of people, prostitutes.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
they're not telling the truth. I couldn't do it. Hopefully you couldn't do it. I don't think you would. We speak the truth. And he says, well, you know, if I came out and said it, you know, I'd lose my show. And, you know, so he doesn't believe there is a climate crisis.
So what about, you know, there was a story in the Washington Post, and we experienced this here in St. Louis. We are right now. We had a pretty hot July, but man, it has been beautiful at the end of August. Today is what I would call, so you know how Dave Murray refers to these days. I call them a 10% day. Like there are only 10% of the days that are this damn nice in the whole year. And today happens to be one of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
But we could be easily in the 90s in St. Louis at the beginning of September. So the story in the Washington Post was D.C.'s coolest August in 25 years, driest on record. Will September follow suit? And they said that, yeah, there's little sign that the cool, dry weather pattern will reverse course. So clearly there's a difference between, and people point this out, between weather, right? Weather and what's happening with the climate overall. But we always have to queue up the story at the end of the year. It's the hottest year on record, right? It's the warmest year on the record.
Yep.
How is that going to jive with cool temperatures during the summer in many parts of the country, in D.C. and in St. Louis? They're going to have to come up with a new narrative on that one, aren't they?
Yeah, and it gets a little complicated. And part of it is, the truth is, we have been in a warming period it started warming more than 300 years ago. And we didn't really start adding a lot of CO2 to the atmosphere, anything that would actually cause warming to any degree, until the mid-20th century. So we had 250 years warm. So we are in a warming trend. If that's the case, then recent temperatures should be warmer than those over the last 300 years. But that doesn't hold true if you go, I'm a geologist, I put things in the long-term perspective. And if you look back over thousands or even millions of years, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years, we find that that actually our temperatures today are cooler than the other periodic warm periods that we've seen throughout human history, which were the Minoan warm period, which was the Bronze Age, the Roman warm period, the medieval warm period, were all warmer than today, with very low carbon dioxide levels.
Nobody wants to talk about that.
And let me add, in my new book in particular, a lengthy section on the benefits of these warm periods, where just each of those warm periods I mentioned were hugely beneficial to humanity. The human condition thrived. Food was bountiful. Life was good.
Yeah, that's another dirty little secret. Sometimes it gets left out. The benefits of CO2, right? Yeah, exactly.
That goes exactly. Yeah. And the cold periods were horrific. So it's just the opposite of what they're telling you. They're telling you heat is bad. Heat is bad. We need to have it colder. No. History tells us that we should welcome the warmth and fear the cold. So they would call me a science denier. I would call them a history denier because they don't listen to what history tells us.
I like that. Gregory Wrightstone, thank you so much for jumping on here with me this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So Malcolm Gladwell, I talked about this yesterday. He's an author, and he wrote The Tipping Point many years ago. Got a lot of attention for that. I've interviewed Malcolm a couple of different times. But this soundbite kind of made the rounds on the topic of trans, you know, biological men playing against women in sports.
If we did a replay of that exact panel at the Sloan Conference this coming March, it runs in exactly the opposite direction. And it would be, I suspect, near unanimity in the room that trans athletes have no place in the female category. I don't think there's any question. I just think it was a strange, the reason I'm ashamed of my performance at that panel, because I share your position 100% and I was cowed. The idea of saying anything on this issue, I was, I believe in retrospect, in a dishonest way, I was I was objective in a dishonest way.
Yeah, so he says he was bullied. Jen Say back with us, the founder and CEO of XXXY Athletics. She has a great documentary on Netflix called Athlete A. We talked a couple weeks ago about Generation COVID, which is a new film looking for distribution. Hi, Jen. Welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's the context of that event that he refers to? Do you know what was said on that panel?
I do have a good idea. First of all, I want to know what objective in a dishonest way means. That's much of mumbo jumbo. But yeah, he spoke on a panel at an MIT conference on the science of sports, essentially. He didn't speak. I think he was the moderator, actually. And there was one person on the panel, which is the person he was giving this interview to, who was standing up for the protection of women's sports. And the other people were taking the opposite position. And he went along with the people that took the opposite position, even though he agreed with Tucker, Ross Tucker, I think is his name, the sports scientist who was defending the protection of women's sports. And I hope that clarifies.
Yeah.
So he basically is saying here, I was wrong. I was afraid. I was cowed. I felt bullied. I'm sort of adding to what he said. And I did something. I said something. I behaved in a way that I knew was false.
Yeah.
It was not, you know, it was not true. So that's kind of what he's saying. Now, I think it's important to keep in mind for people that don't know who he is, which is almost everyone. I mean, this man has sold 23 million books. He's this sort of quote unquote social scientist. I'm not sure I agree with that, but whatever. He's been writing for The New Yorker for nearly 20 years. His books have been on the bestseller list for 1,200 weeks. You know, that's why you've interviewed him a lot.
Yeah, right.
This man has a lot of influence, and I'm sure he has a lot of confidence in his own intellect as well. And so for somebody like that to be cowed by the kind of bullying activist really says something.
A lot.
I think for him, because I'm sure he has faith and confidence in his ability to defend the correct position, and yet he was still cowed because of how insane the activists are. So I think it says a lot that he admits that he was cowed and that he's ashamed of that. I think that is meaningful. There's a like raging debate right now on like, you know, is he just a total loser and a coward? Maybe. Or do we welcome him, you know, because now he's stood up and said the right thing. And I guess I'm sort of the mind that we need people like him. We need people to join the fight. And it can't be a purity test every single time to say, well, you weren't there from the start, so we don't want you. Well, you know, that's almost everyone. Like, do you want to win? Do you want to win the fight? You know, do you want to win the war? You have to maybe lose a battle to win the war, whatever the phrase is.
Losing
the battle might be that you don't jump all over this guy, because the minute you do, and he is getting pretty hammered, then who else is going to want to stand up and join? Because they just open themselves up to that same kind of hammering. So I don't know. I'm sort of torn on the whole thing. I mean, I've never had a ton of respect for him anyway, so it's not like I'm surprised that he's jumping on board now that it's a little bit safer. I'm sure it doesn't feel that safe to him right now. He's getting pretty hammered by the activists, but I don't know. I feel like we need more people like
him. Yeah, no,
and ultimately we want everyone.
And I agree. But what he said here was very, and I think you would agree, is very relatable about what the trans activists want.
What the trans movement is not asking for, they're not asking for, you know, a place at the table. They're not asking for to be treated with respect and dignity. What they're asking is for no one to question the considerable physiological advantage they bring to the sport, and no one to question if they're going to win these races by 5 seconds, suck it up. That's what they were asking.
Well, Jen, we've known that for a while, though I don't know why he had an epiphany here, but that's been pretty clear from the beginning.
Yeah, I don't think he had an epiphany. I think he always knew it, and I think he was afraid, and now it's a little bit safer because the movement is growing, and so he figured, well, now I'll just, you know, say what I really think. But yeah, he's correct. They're not asking for equality. They're not asking for inclusion. They're asking for more rights. They're asking to take women's rights away to secure what they view as their own. That's unacceptable.
So I love the fact, yeah, it is unacceptable. I want to talk about one other thing related to this. So Chris Columbus, he made some brilliant movies, really good movies in the 80s, did the Home Alone movies, did the first two Harry Potter movies. There's this reboot on HBO, and there's a lot of the people associated with J.K. Rowling's books that don't like her position on the trans issue. And her tweet this week was brilliant, where she responds to Chris Columbus as saying, as another man who once worked with me declares himself saddened by my beliefs on gender and sex, I thought it might be useful to compile a list for handy reference. Which of the following do you imagine makes actors and directors who aren't involved with the HBO reboot of Harry Potter so miserable? And she goes, and I'm sure you've seen this, and she ticks this down. Is it my belief that women and girls should have their own public changing rooms and bathrooms? That's such a horribly, you know, radical position. Awful. Is it that women should retain female-only rape crisis centers? JK's been very, very, you know, focused on that. That men don't belong in women's sports or in their prisons. But that was such a great response. But there again, you have an example with Chris Columbus being a complete wuss on this issue. And I wish someone, I said this yesterday too, I wish someone in Hollywood, you and I have talked about maybe someone in the world of sports that is prominently active in sports could come forward on this. And we know what happened with Simone Biles and all that. But somebody in Hollywood needs to have some guts. You know, you have Chris Pratt out there being a little bit more, I think, brave on some of the political issues. But it'd be nice to see some people in Hollywood with big voices come forward and say, yeah, let's just call it like we see it. This is ridiculous. But they won't do it. That's just pie in the sky hoping, I think, on the part of me.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to see anyone with a very large platform. I mean, we have Rowling, so that's huge. And you know what? I'm going to side with her. I think the person who created the franchise, who wrote it, and it came from her own brain, is smarter and more analytical and braver than the actors who just repeat her words. So I don't really care what they say. I care what she says. But yeah, it would be nice. And you know what? I'll tell you this. At some point, they will. There's going to be a tipping point, to cite Malcolm Gladwell, where the fashionable position becomes to say you always stood for the protection of girls and women's rights. It will become the fashionable position. Think about it when you go back to gay marriage, and I would compare gay marriage. It's the opposite of what's being asked for here. In that instance, what was being asked for was equal rights. I just want access to the same, you know, protections, opportunities, et cetera, that my straight peers have. Some of your listeners may agree with that, but I think that's true. Nothing was being taken from anybody else. This is the opposite. They're taking from girls to have these rights
for
themselves. But no one at this point, hardly anyone, says I was always against that. Most people, you know, pretend that they were always sort of okay with it. So I think it's the same. I don't know who will be first. It's, you know, wildly unpredictable. I certainly wouldn't have predicted Gladwell, but people will start. But I do think we're really quite far away. I wouldn't get complacent. You know, I think the hit piece on Riley Gaines from last week in the New York Times is evidence of how far away we are, because that's what people are afraid of if they stand up and
take
the
correct. By the way, how did I miss that? I didn't even see that. That was in the New York Times last week?
Yeah, there was a piece, and I'm interviewed in it, so I'm particularly, because I know everything I said, which is not included.
Of course.
It was a 4,000-word profile on Riley Gaines by their faith and religion reporter. Her name is Ruth Graham. That's a wild, just a hit piece from start to finish. It starts by kind of reflecting on the 2022 NCAA finals and describing the women on the starting blocks as indistinguishable. Well, one of those women was a man, and he was totally distinguishable. But it goes on to smear Riley as, you know, a grievance-driven, offensive, is her brand, grifter, who is, you know, gross in her desire to win. She's too competitive. She's too aggressive. She has all these publicists.
Good Lord.
She gets interviewed. It's like, everyone with her level of notoriety has a publicist when they get interviewed. It's such a dumb flight. What about you go girl, you know, loving and cheering for the women who are competitive and want to win in sports? I mean, it's just, it was so grotesque in the beginning, and they left anything out that she, Ruth Graham, left anything out that flew in the face of that. You know, my support of Riley and describing the way she behaves with all the families and how long she stays after every talk to talk to every little girl. There was another whole interview, which I shared on my Substack, with this woman from San Francisco. She's a lesbian Democrat, and she talks about how proud she is to stand with Riley. And Graham asked her, isn't that awkward for you since this is an alt-right Christian movement? And the woman, who basically says, no, I've never been more comfortable with my politics. I'm open-minded. I listen to the other side, and I will fight with anyone who is going to fight for women and girls. But she leaves all that out.
Yeah, of course.
That goes against the picture she's trying to paint.
One of the things that I love from J.K. Rowling's post yesterday, and I've pointed this out a lot, and this is interesting when you mentioned the lesbian, because she said, is it the fact that gay people shouldn't be pressured to include the opposite sex in their dating pools, nor should they be smeared as genital fetishists when they don't? Because I've pointed out, I've had gay friends tell me, if they're, you know, if you have a lesbian attracted to other women and there's a male, a biological male that decides that they're a woman and you're not attracted to that woman, well, you're a transphobe. That's how a big portion of the trans activist community feel. So I'm glad, because some of this, you know, the older gays, I say this all the time, they're as pissed off at some of this stuff as you and I are, Jen. Say, yes. But thank you so much for coming here this afternoon. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Okay, take
you
care, Jen.
It.
We'll
Thanks.
See you. Oh, I'm so mad when I miss a story like what Jen Say was referring to, because I'm on the New York Times website every day, but for whatever reason, it was a week ago yesterday when this came out from Ruth Graham. And even the headline, Sue, because I pulled this up, I put it in my reading list so I can read the whole story. It says, the headline is, Riley Gaines finished fifth. Now she believes victory is in her grasp. And they go on in the first few paragraphs of this. You know, Ruth describes the situation with Leah Thomas and Riley Gaines and the rest of the swimmers on the blocks, and how, you know, she points out they tied for fifth in that particular race. But, you know, what's interesting about this is, and you'd have to go, I think it's about eight paragraphs in, and this is what makes it so dishonest and ridiculous when they do these hit pieces and they try to manufacture, you know, the, I'm not going to say 20%, because I'm going to say 3%. The 3% of people that think it's okay for biological men to compete against biological women, but they represent it exactly the opposite. However, Ruth does have to admit, and again, this is like eight paragraphs in, she says, Ms. Gaines' views, taboo in liberal spaces only a few years ago, are increasingly mainstream. It's hard to find a politician in either major party to offer a full-throated defense of the idea of transgender women playing women's sports. And in a poll this year by the New York Times, it found that 79% of Americans oppose it. And, you know, it's, again, it's like 95% of people. It's not 80%. If you pull this out, it's a ridiculous number. Most people see the fairness issue, which is why Malcolm Gladwell finally came out and was honest.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.